今天的时间来学习婚姻问题形成的原因与对策。
We thank the Lord's guidance and for allowing us to continue studying the causes and solutions to marriage problems.
小弟就根据自己在这个根据这个题目所学习的，以及自己在婚姻的生活超过二十年的生活所累积的经验来跟大家分享。
And I will share with you from the teachings of this topic and also from my 20 years of marriage.
我们早上谈到了婚姻问题形成了几个大的原因。
In the morning, we talked about the main causes of marriage problems.
当中有不良的沟通，这是最大的问题。
And amongst these problems are miscommunication, which is the biggest problem.
还有两性当中的问题。
And differences between the two genders.
好像夫妻男女的角色差异。
For example, the different roles between man and woman.
夫妻或者男女，他们对价值观会有所不同。
The different values between husband and wife.
性生活的困扰。
Sexual concerns.
以及对婚姻因为结婚很久产生了厌倦。
And also the boredom that comes from being in a long marriage.
第三个问题是经济的问题。
Third problem includes financial problems.
提到了在财务上面、金钱上，夫妻当中发生的问题。
And we mentioned the different problems that might occur because of financial issues.
第四个是除了夫妻自己的问题之外，从外在会有许多的压力而影响到夫妻。
The fourth category is pressure from outside.
不管是在彼此的朋友、亲人。
And this includes one another's friends and extended family.
或者说从你的工作职业会造成夫妻的不协调。
Or pressures from your career.
第五个很重要的问题是宗教信仰的问题。
And the fifth problem is stems from different religious beliefs.
大部分存在这个问题最大的在于信仰不同所产生出来的不协调。
The biggest problem or discord comes from different religious beliefs.
好，那早上我们根据这些问题，我们提出了对策。
And in the morning, we also offered solutions to these marital problems.
当然，最重要就是要建立夫妻当中良好的沟通。
The most important is to establish good communication between the spouses.
沟通并不是想要去改变对方。
To communicate is not to attempt to change someone.
而是借着彼此的沟通而能够做到求同而存异。
But instead try to preserve the differences but reach an agreement.
所以我们在沟通的注意事项，我们就建议说，你要沟通的时候要选择好的时间、适当的地点跟内容。
So we suggested choosing an appropriate time, place to share the contents of your communication.
第二个，既然要沟通，你就要把你的意见清楚地表达出来。
And since we are trying to communicate, we should clearly express our own opinion.
第三，沟通的时候你要学会听对方讲什么。
Thirdly, we should learn to listen when we communicate.
所以在良好的沟通上，我们建议了几种沟通的方式。
We also suggested different methods of communication.
有问候式的。
There's the greeting.
报告式的。
Reporting.
意见式的。
Suggestions.
感受式的。
A feeling, sharing feelings.
关爱式的。
Showing care and love.
然后就把这些方式在你的日常的生活当中能够灵活的来运用。
And combine all these different styles of communication in our daily lives.
用这样的方式来沟通，我想夫妻当中不会说没有话讲。
And if we use these styles of communication, we will not run out of things to say in our marriage.
用这样子的方式沟通，你一定能够有办法将你的感受讲出来。
And if we communicate with these methods, we will surely be able to express our feelings.
也这样子的沟通能够让对方了解你对各样事情的看法。
And with this type of communication, we can allow the other party to understand your view of things.
那因为有沟通，所以彼此就更进一步的能够了解对方。
And when we communicate, we can get to know the other person a step further.
让你们的相处能够更加的和谐。
So that there will be more peace in living together.
在一个教会，我讲了这个题目，聚会完之后，有一个弟兄告诉我。
And I also shared the same sermon at another church. And after the sermon, a brother approached me and shared this.
因为谈到了沟通,
because we talked about communication.
所以他就对我讲说, 可是有的时候真的没办法沟通啊。
And he said, but sometimes you really cannot communicate.
啊,怎么办呢?
Then what do you do?
沟通很好, 但是有的时候对方真的没办法沟通。
It's really great to communicate, but sometimes you just can't.
所以那就吵架。And
then they fight.
所以就要吵架。
So therefore you have to fight.
所以当你的沟通有困难、有问题或者没有办法沟通的时候，
So when you have problems communicating and you cannot communicate,
你就进到对策的第二步。
You will go into plan B.
就是吵架。
Which is to fight or to have disputes.
我们不是学习说夫妻当中如何不吵架。
We're not learning how to not fight in a marriage.
我们要把我们的吵架争吵变成一个正面的建设性的吵架。
Instead, we have to make our arguments constructive.
我相信没有一对夫妻是不吵架。
I do not believe that there's one couple that does not fight.
在座的夫妻没有吵过架的举手。
If you are married and if you've never had a dispute, please raise your hand.
没有人举手。
Nope.
Oh.
Oh, there's one hand.
哦，举手不简单，感谢主。
Paul raised his hand. Thank God, it's not easy. 他说他就放弃了。是，这也是一个方法。 Of course, that is one way.
所以，大部分呢都会有意见不同，有所争执。
So most of the time, people dispute because of difference in opinions.
因为人与人当中，夫妻之中生活习惯不同，过去的习惯不同。
Because amongst a couple, a married couple, they all have different paths and different ways of living.
我们听过对生活的态度、想法、看法不太一样。
And your view and your attitude and your thoughts towards life would be different.
对于事情的价值观也不一样。
And your values are different.
所以这些的不同，当你沟通有困难的时候呢？ 你就用另外一种方法来沟通，就是变成吵架。
So when you cannot effectively communicate these things, you would solve the problem with a dispute.
其实，在争吵，大部分的时候回想都是小事情。
A lot of times when we think back on why we fight, it all stems from something very small.
但是因为争吵，就代表出你们的沟通是有困难的。
But you fight because you have difficulties communicating.
所以夫妻当中的吵架就像是什么?
So how can we describe fighting or having a dispute between a married couple?
就像是闪电跟打雷。
We can describe it as lightning and thunder.
当闪电打雷之后，一下就过去了。
Once you have lightning and thunder, it passes by very quickly.
当闪电打雷之后，常常就会下雨了。
And after lightning and thunder, there will often be rain.
所以吵架大部分呢，一定有一方或者双方有人会哭啊，流眼泪啊，像下雨一样。So
after a fight, one party will cry and it'll be like raining.
但是这个吵架就像是闪电打雷，啪一下过去了。But
fighting is like lightning and thunder, it will pass by very quickly.
下了雨之后就雨过天晴啊。
And after the rain, the sun will come out.
那下过雨之后的天空，空气是更加的清新了。
And after the rain, the air will also be more fresh.
因此我们要选择，要学习做有建设性的吵架。Therefore,
we must dispute or fight constructively.
建设性的吵架，我们就提出几点来学习。So
let's talk about constructive disputing or constructive fighting.
第一个就是吵架的时候，你要对事，不要对人。
The first point is to focus on the issue or the matter and not on the person.
吵架的时候不要做人身的攻击。
We should not do character attacks during fighting.
特别去攻击对方的缺陷或者人格或者他的自尊。
For example, we should not character assassinate someone's personality or their ego.
好像他在某方面有什么缺陷，你吵架的时候不应该拿人家的缺点出来攻击他。
For example, when you are fighting, you should not bring out the other person's weaknesses and use the weaknesses to attack them.
或者从他的外表，他的你所不喜欢的部分，你拿出来。
Or to take out what you don't like about the other person's outer appearances.
我们吵架是针对这个事情，我们不是针对这个人。
Because when we fight, we must fight about the issue and not about the person.
当然也不要把对方的亲人拿出来加入你吵架的内容。
And we should not take out other family members and add them into the content of the fight.
第二个，当你在争吵的时候，你要针对你的主题来谈。
Secondly, we should focus on the main issue when we are fighting.
我们要随时知道我们今天为什么会有争吵的事情。
We should always be conscious of why we are fighting.
我们不要离开我们所今天所发生问题的主题。
And we should not depart from the topic of the fighting that occurred today.
也因为不要因为吵架就把所有不相干或者陈年老账全部挖出来，从头再吵一次。
And when we fight, we should not take out all the baggage from the past and all the past experiences and bring them into the fight.
所以如果有争吵的事情，你不要说你每次都这样子。
And when we fight, we should not say, you are always like this, you always do this.
如果你一方讲你每次都这样，对方一定又更吵，我哪里有每次都这样子。
Because if you say you do this all the time, then the other person will be upset and they will retort.
或者吵架常常讲的一句话就是你从来都没有怎么样。
Or another phrase that comes up during fighting is you never do this.
对方一定讲我哪有从来没有，就是一定又是在一次争吵。
And the other party will also defend themselves and say or defend themselves and you will start a new fight.
所以我们要根据你的主题，你今天为了什么问题就谈这个问题就好。
So we should focus on the issue or the topic.
第三个。
The third.
有人在说的时候，你要会听。
When a person is speaking, you have to listen.
所以当你说就我听，当我说的时候就你听。
When I speak, you listen, and when you speak, I listen.
我们请看雅各书一章十九节。雅各书。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 19.
雅各书一章十九节。
James chapter 1 verse 19.
雅各书一章十九节。
James chapter 1 verse 19. Verse 19, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
圣经上面勉励我们说，我们每个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
The Bible encourages us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
因为当你要争吵的时候，一定有一方因为他的情绪到了高点，他需要把他这种不满的情绪需要发泄出来。
Because when we are fighting, one party will reach an emotional peak in which they have to express their dissatisfaction.
所以当一方在把他的情绪要释放出来的时候，你不要加入这个战局，让他更加的混乱。
So when one party is trying to express these negative emotions, we should not add to the pot and make it even more chaotic.
你要听他讲的是什么。
We have to listen to what they are trying to say.
听完之后，你就回你的回答是一方比较不情绪比较稳定的一方呢，要回答柔和。
And the party that is more emotionally stable should reply gently.
箴言十五章第一节说：“回答柔和的，使怒消退。”
In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, it says that a gentle answer turns away wrath.
所以因为你的回答柔和，所以你才能够注意的去听对方讲什么。
Only when we have a gentle answer will we be able to listen to what the other party is trying to say.
从对方吵架的时候讲的话，你要听出来他所释放的讯息，他想要表达的意见。
And when one party is speaking, we have to read between the lines and try to understand what their message is.
那既然已经事情已经弄到大家在争吵，
and since you are already at the stage of fighting,
那你就要好好的把你想讲的真心话讲出来。
You have to use the opportunity to speak speak what you really feel in your heart.
一方也让对方能够有机会把他真正内心里面所讲的话，所有的不满能够让他有机会讲出来。
At the same time, we must allow the other party to have the opportunity to speak what they really think or their dissatisfactions in their heart.
当能够把握原则说你说我听，那我说你听的时候，这个吵架就会达到一个建设性的吵架。
And when we can abide by the principle of listening to one another or taking turns to speak and listen, then we can fight constructively.
第四个。
Fourthly,
吵架的时候不要讲出污秽的话语。
We should not use filthy words when we fight.
请看以弗所书第十章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章二十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29.
以弗所书四章二十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29.29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it might benefit those who listen.
圣经勉励我们说，污秽的言语一句都不要出口。
The Bible encourages us to not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths.
即使我们今天是在争吵的情况之下。
Even if we are in the situation of fighting,
有的时候因为在争吵，所以你一股脑儿把你所讲的恶毒的话都会讲出来，不知不觉的。
Sometimes we are not even aware that we let out all the poisonous words that we have in our minds.
有的时候你吵架，你没有那个心。
And sometimes we are not focused when we fight.
你没有那个心讲出这样的话，但是你因为很生气，所以你就把不该讲的话讲出来。
Or you don't mean to say things that you say during fighting.
好像有些人吵架的时候就说，那我们离婚算了啦。
For example, when some people are fighting, they will say, well, why don't we get a divorce?
那有人可能其实你没有那个心，但是因为你这样讲，有的时候对方会认为是真的。
And although you don't really mean it in your heart, because you have said it, the other party might take it as what you think.
或者说吵架有人会用威胁的话。
Or some people might threaten others during fighting.
好像吵架的时候，那我去自杀算了，死掉算了。
For example, someone will say, then I'm going to kill myself.
那有些人就说，就离家出走，就不回来了。
And others, they will threaten to leave home and never come back.
有些人因为吵架威胁啊，就是从那个时候开始，都不跟他发生夫妻当中的关系了。
And some people, because they are threatened, they stop having marital relations with the other party.
用性关系当作武器啊。
And they use sex as a weapon.
啊，有的时候吵架的时候。有时候吵架就讲出一些你不该讲的话来。
And sometimes when we fight, we say things we should not say.
有的时候吵架用恐吓的话恐吓对方。
And sometimes we use words to threaten others.
好像有些如果是夫太太在控制先生的钱啊，说我现在开始不跟你零用钱啊。
And for example, if some wives control the money in the house, they will threaten their husband and say, "I will not give you an allowance anymore."
很多粗鲁的话在你当中你会讲出来。
And you will also use inappropriate words.
我们请看三十一节。
Let's turn to verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31. 31 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice."
圣经勉励我们啊，一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤、恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Here the Bible tells us to get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander along with every form of malice.
所以我们不要用粗鲁、讽刺、攻击的语言来在吵架当中。
So we should not use sarcasm or bitter words or words of attack during fighting.
有的时候会弄假成真而让关系变得更加的紧张。
And sometimes what you don't mean will become true, and it will make the situation worse.
第五个，当争吵的时候，有人过错，你要勇敢的来认错。
Fifthly, when you are fighting and one party is wrong, then that party needs to be willing to admit they're wrong.
认错并不是弱者的表现。
Being willing to admit you're wrong is not a sign of weakness.
也不是因为认错你就失去了你的自尊。
And you do not lose your pride when you your self-esteem when you admit wrong.
认错是一种爱的表现。
Instead, to admit you're wrong is a sign of love.
当一方觉得有错，认错的时候，另外一方你要勇敢的赦免，包容他。
And when one party admits they're wrong, the other party has to be courageous and and forgive the other.
我们看雅各书五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5, verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5, verse 16. 16 it says, Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed.
圣经勉励我们说要彼此认罪，互相代求。
The Bible encourages us to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other.
我们除了来到神的面前向神认罪悔改之外,
Besides coming before the Lord and repenting,
圣经勉励我们说要彼此认罪，夫妻当中也要彼此的认罪。
The Bible tells us that amongst husband and wife, we must confess our sins to each other.
有错就勇敢地向对方认错。If
you are wrong, then courageously go and admit your wrong to the other.
当我们向神认错悔改神，圣经上面说神就赦免我们了。The
Bible tells us when we admit sin or repent before the Lord, the Lord forgives us.
我听到神学生Woody弟兄他做见证。I
heard a testimony of theological student Brother Woody.
他说他信主之前脾气非常的暴躁。He
testified that before he believed in Christ, his temper was very bad.
他说如果你到他家去。And
he said, if you went to his house,
你会发现墙壁一个洞，好多个洞，然后 这个门啊，有好几个洞。
You'll find that the door and the wall has many holes in it.
那是他们吵架的记录。
And those are the marks of all the fights.
但是他说他信受洗信主之后，
But he said that after he believed and became baptized,
每当夫妻要有争吵的时候，
Every time he would fight with his wife,
他们两个就跪下来祷告。
Or they were about to fight, they would kneel down together and pray.
当祷告起来之后, 彼此向对方说对不起,
and after they got up from the prayer, they would apologize to one another.
就彼此赦免, 吵不起来了,
and they would forgive one another and they would not be able to fight.
神不喜悦我们在夫妻当中的争吵, 变成扩大, 变成产生出另外一个问题出来。
And the Lord is not pleased when our fighting becomes bigger and causes more problems.
圣经上面也勉励我们说生气不可到日落。
And the Bible also encourages us to not hold our anger past sunset.
尤其在夫妻之间。
Especially during between husband and wife.
夫妻之间是没有隔夜仇的。
There is no anger that last more than a night in a couple.
世俗话也讲说夫妻啊吵架要床尾打床头和啊。
So there are sayings that say that you can fight at the head of the bed, but you have to make peace by the foot of the bed.
夫妻当中应该这个吵架要很快的让它过去。
And when we fight, we must let it pass quickly.
才合乎神的旨意。
This is God's will. One time I heard it by Pastor Joseph Sheck of the UK.
他有一次因为金钱处理的问题跟他太太争吵。
And one time he fought with his wife over financial issues.
因为争吵，所以他们就赌气，因为赌气，他们就冷战。
And because of the fight, they were upset at each other and they had cold war.
那天晚上他时传到他家是开餐厅了。Pastor
Sheck's family, they own a restaurant business.
那天晚上他们餐厅有一个两个客人吵架，喝酒吵架。And
that night there were two customers who had a brawl over alcohol.
时传道就去跟他们劝架。
And so Pastor Sheck went to try to make peace.
劝了架之后，两个人就出去了。And
after they made peace, the two people left.
没有多久，有一个人就回来。Not
long afterwards, one of the people came back.
到了他的面前了，不讲一句话就挥了一拳在他的脸上。And
he didn't say anything, but he just punched him in the face.
他就出去了。And
he left.
过没几分钟，他又回来了。
And not a few minutes later, the same person came back. And he also came in front of him.
也不讲一句话,
and he hit him one more time.
他说想不出来,
and he could not understand why this person did this.
他打了头昏眼花,
And he was quite dizzy from being hit.
眼睛就肿起来。
And his eye became swollen.
那个人第三次又回来。
And the person, the customer came back a third time.
第三拳再打过去。
And he tried to punch him a third time.
他说他真的想要回手。
And he really wanted to fight back.
但是后来想想，基督徒嘛，他忍下来，他没有打回去。
But he thought about it, and he thought that he was a Christian, so he could not return the punch.
被打了三拳，他就回到了房间。想为什么会这样子？
And he was hit three times, punched three times, and he went back to his room, and he thought why this would happen.
他就在神的面前祷告。
And he prayed before the Lord.
他说：“主啊，我并没有做错什么事啊。”
And he said, "Lord, I didn't do anything wrong."
这两个人吵架，我去为他们劝架，然后现在无缘无故打着我，眼睛都肿起来了。
I only tried to make peace between these two people, and now I've been beaten so that my eye is all swollen.
当他在检讨的时候，他想到了他跟他太太赌气吵架。
And when he was reflecting, he remembered how he was fighting with his wife.
他觉得跟太太的冷战是不对的。
He thought that his cold war with his wife was not right.
他就在神的面前向神悔改祷告。
And he repented before the Lord and he prayed.
他说，祷告完起来以后，很奇妙的，心平气和，他的眼睛的肿就消了。
And he said that it was very wondrous because once he got up from his prayer, he felt very calm inside, and his eye also, the swollenness of his eye went away.
他就立刻去跟太太和好了。
So immediately he went to his wife and made peace with her.
因此，夫妻当中的争吵，我们说过，像闪电，像打雷，他一下就让他过去了。
This is a good illustration of what we mentioned before, which is. Which is that fighting between husband and wife is like thunder and lightning.
我们要和好如初。
And it will pass by quickly, and after this, we have to make peace.
不要因此而记仇。
And we should not keep a record of wrongs.
在婚姻的问题的对策当中，第三个我们要提出来的就是你要认识两性是有差异的。
And when the third point of having solutions to marital problems is to understand gender differences.
夫妻当中没有对错的问题。
There's no right and wrong between husband and wife.
常常的争吵不是找不到你对或者我对。
A lot of times when we have disputes, we cannot prove who is right and who is wrong.
都是因为自己双方的这个角色的不同，所以思想会不同。
Because of our different roles, our thinking is different.
没有一个人，其实在世上没有一个人是完美的。
But in this world, there is not one perfect person.
但是也没有一个人，他是要故意的不完美的。
And there is not one person who tries very hard to be imperfect.
问题常常都是出在你的角色的问题。
The problem often occurs in the difference of roles.
我们要学习圣经主耶稣所勉励我们所要扮演在夫妻当中我们所要扮演的是什么角色。
And what is the role that the Lord Jesus wants us to play?
我们请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.
以弗所书五章二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord.
圣经勉励我们说，做妻子的角色就是要顺服自己的丈夫。
The Bible encourages the wives to submit to their husbands.
顺服并不是说位置的高低尊卑。
Submission isn't a matter of who's higher or who's lower.
或者说男重男轻女。
Or that men are better than women.
顺服是在于说夫妻当中的扮演的角色的不同。
Submission pertains to the role of husband and wife in a marriage.
神要做妻子的，当做的就是顺服自己的丈夫。
And as a wife, a wife must submit to her husband.
就好像当你看到十字路口的红绿灯。
Just as when you get to an intersection and you see the traffic light.
你是说红灯重要呢，还是绿灯重要？
Do you think that the red light is more important or the green light is more important?
你一定会说红绿灯一样重要。
Of course, we're going to say both red and green are equally important.
只是他们扮演的角色不同而已。
But their roles are different.
而他们所生存的价值是相同的。
But their value is the same.
因此顺服就表现在我们要接纳我们的先生。
So when we submission equates accepting our husbands.
即使他有缺点，我们也要接纳他的不完美。
Although they would have imperfections, but we have to accept their imperfections.
大卫跟他的妻子啊，关系有问题。
David had marital problems with his wife.
大卫娶了扫罗的女儿米甲。
David married Saul's daughter Michal.
这扫罗的女儿米甲，可能她的父亲是王，所以她心里可能比较自高自傲一点。
Because Michal was a princess, so perhaps she held herself more highly.
有一次，她看到从窗户看到大卫啊，迎神的约柜要进城。
One time she looked out her window and she saw how David was bringing in the Ark of the Lord.
大卫因为迎接神的约柜，所以内心非常的充满了喜悦与欢乐，所以他就在那边跳舞高兴。
Because David was welcoming the Ark of the Lord, he was very joyful in his heart and he was dancing with his might.
圣经上面说，米甲从窗户看到大卫跳舞啊，他就轻视大卫。
And the Bible records how Michal saw David and she despised him in her heart.
所以当大卫回家的时候，
So when David returned home,
想要邀请家里的人一同来欢乐感谢，
He wanted to invite the people in his home to join in his joy and thanksgiving.
圣经上面说米甲就轻视他。
The Bible records Michal despising David.
当一个太太轻视她的丈夫之后，丈夫的内心呢、啊、就会受到打击。
And when a wife despises her husband, the husband's heart will feel hurt.
所以他就笑他笑大卫了。
And she also laughed at David.
说你这个当王的不像王，怎么跳舞难看
？She said that he danced poorly and he didn't act like a king.
那大卫说我在神的面前呢、啊，没有是卑微的。
And David replied to his wife that he was humble before the Lord.
他虽然是王，但是在神的面前他是卑微的。
Although he was a king, but he was small before the Lord.
我这样子来称颂赞美神有什么不行呢？
And what was so wrong about praising the Lord in this manner?
但是因为妻子的轻视，大卫跟米甲的关系，夫妻关系非常的不好。
But because of Michal's despising,the relation between David and his wife went sour.
米甲也因为轻视她的丈夫，最后神咒诅她。
And because Michal cursed her husband, so the Lord, or because Michal despised her husband, the Lord cursed her at the end.
二十三节。
In verse
23. 五章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 5:23, it says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior."
圣经说，丈夫是妻子的。
The Bible says the husband is the head of the wife.
如果说先生，丈夫是妻子的头。
If the husband is the head of the wife,
那妻子就像这个头下面的脖子。
The wife is like the neck beneath the head.
一个头如果没有脖子的支撑，这个头怎么还算是头呢？
If a head does not have a neck to support it, how can the head be a head?
这个头就抬不起来，这个头就垂下来了。
This head would not be able to be lifted up, and this head will be sagging and dragging down.
因此，妻子这个脖子扮演一个很重要的角色。
So as the neck, the wife plays a very important role.
用顺服，用你的爱来建立你的先生。
To use and a wife must use submission.To build up the husband.
当你的先生被建立起来之后，
When your husband is built up,
你也相同的得到了荣耀。
You will also receive glory.
在十九世纪的英国维多利亚女王，因为她是女王，有一次她跟她的先生也有所争吵。她是女王哦，维多利亚女王跟她的先生争吵。
In the 19th century, Queen Victoria had a The Queen Victoria had a dispute with her husband.
那先生呢，气了就回家了。
And her husband went home after the dispute.
把门就锁起来，关在房间里面。
And he went home and he locked himself in the room.
女王回家之后，房间的门打不开，所以他就敲门。
When the Queen went home, she could not open the door and she knocked.
他说：“我是女王，请开门。”
She said, "I am the Queen. Open the door."
女 面都毫无动静啊。
And there was no sound coming from inside.
她就在敲更大声说：“我是女王，请你把门打开。”
So she knocked even harder and said, "I am the queen. Please open the door."
还是不理她。
But there was no response.
突然，这个女王想到了。
Suddenly, the queen thought.
她就
thought of an idea.
轻轻地敲着门。
And so she knocked very gently.
温柔地这样说。
And gently she said.
说 ，Albert， 请开门，我是你的妻子。
Albert, please open the door. I am your wife.
不管当妻子的在外面有多大的成就。
And no matter how successful a wife is outside the home.
当我们回家之后，我们扮演的角色就是妻子。
When we return home, our role is the wife's role.
你不应该把外面的权威带回到你的家庭。
And we should not bring the authority of our work back into our home.
当我们能够好好扮演神所要我们扮演的角色。
And when we are able to play the role that the Lord wishes for us to play.
夫妻当中就有一个秩序啦。
Then there will be an order within a marriage.
我们就让先生这个头来承担所有头痛的事情啦。
And we'll allow the head or the husband to suffer all the headaches.
你也乐得轻松，何乐而不为呢？
And we, as a wife, you'll have less stress. So what? So why not?
我们看三十三节。
Let's look at verse 33. Verse 33. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
我们看二十五节。
Let's also look at verse 25. Husbands, love your wives.Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
圣经要我们丈夫所扮演的角色，你就要学习爱你的太太。
The role of the husband is to love their wife.
每个人都应该爱妻子，像爱你自己一样。
And everyone must love their wife as they love themselves.
夫妻当中的爱，刚开始可能有一些比较多的情欲的爱。
Within a husband and wife at first.We would have more passionate love.
但是随着时间，圣经上面这里勉励我们的这种爱是超越情欲的爱。
But as time passes by, we will experience the love recorded in the Bible that goes beyond passionate love.
因为他用基督爱教会来做比喻。
Because it uses Christ and the church as an example of this love.
基督，耶稣基督为了爱教会，他甚至于舍弃他的。自己的生命。
Because Christ loved the church, he gave up his life for her.
丈夫因为爱妻子，乐意的舍弃他一些自己的利益。
Because the husband loves his wife, he will be willing to forego some of his benefits.
我们看二十八节。
Let's look at verse 28. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies.
二十九节。
Verse 28, continuing, he who loves his wife loves himself. Verse 29, after all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church.
我们爱妻子就要爱好像是爱你自己的身体一样。
We have to love our wives as much as we love our own bodies.
圣经说每个人都想要好好的保养顾惜他自己的身体。
The Bible tells us that we all take care of our own bodies.
那我们就一样的去好好的保养顾惜我们的妻子。
And in the same way, let us take care and protect our wives.
当你能够好好的照顾、保养、顾惜你的妻子。
And when we are able to take care and protect our wives.
就好像我们在照养一个盆栽或者花朵。
It is the same as when we take care of a bonsai plant or a flower.
一个好会照养的人，他会把这个盆栽照养得更漂亮。
A person who is very good at taking care of plants will make this bonsai plant very nice.
花会长得更加的鲜艳美丽。
And the flowers he takes care of will bloom very beautifully.
当你把妻子保养照顾的如花这样子的美丽。
And when you take care of your wife, as though you take care of a plant, the flower will be beautiful.
那你将会是第一个闻到花所散发出来香味的人。
Or when you take care of the plant, you will be the first one to smell its blossom.
所以神要我们扮演的男女的角色本身就不同。
So the Lord gives us different roles as men and women.
这是我们要认识的。
This is something we must recognize.
第二个，两性的生理本来就是有差异的。
Secondly, our physical, we have physical differences as well.
圣经上面说，妻子比丈夫软弱。
The Bible tells us that wives are weaker than their husbands.
所以因为这个软弱，从身体上面肉体的软弱到心灵的软弱。
And this weakness extends from the physical body to the mental state.
因此在家庭的生活当中，夫妻要分工合作。
So when we do household chores, we must divvy up the chores.
要互相体贴，彼此的尊重。
And we have to care for one another and respect for one another.
因为你身体的构造本来就不同。
Because our physical bodies are constructed differently.
所以我们要照顾到另外一方的需要。
So we have to meet the needs of the other person.
当神在创造亚当夏娃的时候。
When the Lord created Adam and Eve.
创世纪里面告诉我们说，二人要成为一体。
The Bible says that two must become one.
夫妻结合之后，二人成为一体。
After husband and wife join together, they will become one.
它有两个意义。
There were two meanings to this.
第一个就是你们在生活、思想、行为，你们要一致。
The first is to be one in your life, in your thinking, and whatever you do.
看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
第二章。
Oh, chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
腓立比书二章第一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1.If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship from the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion,
第二节
verse 2, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
我们夫妻当中更进一步要做到说，你们的心思、意念、想法要一致。
As a couple, we must progress to the state where we are like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
这就是夫妻一体的精神。
And this is the oneness of a married couple.
因为有这样子的心思意念的相同，这样就可以让你的喜乐可以得到满足。
Because we are like-minded or being one in spirit and purpose, then our joy can be complete.
那夫妻二人一体，第二个意义就是在肉体上面也是结合一体的。
The second meaning of two becoming one is to be united in the flesh.
所以当亚当看到夏娃之后，他说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”
So when Adam saw Eve, he remarked how she was the bone of his bone, the flesh of his flesh.
圣经里面也提到说，夫妻当中的生活是合一的。
The Bible also records how the lifestyle ofA husband and wife are, should be one.
我们请看哥林多前书第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书七章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4. The wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. In the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife.
第五节。
Verse 5. Do not deprive each other except by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer.Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
夫妻在肉体上也是结合一体的。
In the physical sense, the husband and wife must join as one.
因为是一体，圣经勉励我们说，夫妻没有人能够自己主张自己的身子。
And because we are one, so the wife's body does not belong to her alone and vice versa.
除了你要专心的祷告之外，夫妻不可以分房。
Except for the purpose of prayer or concentration in prayer, we should not be apart.
也因为夫妻是在肉体上是结合一体。
And because husband and wife are joined in the flesh.
所以圣经勉励我们说，床也不可以污秽。
So the Bible encourages us to not defile the marriage bed.
除了夫妻当中的生活之外，不能够。跟另外一个人发生关系。
Besides your husband or wife, we cannot have marital relations with another person.
所以哥林多前书第六章说，与娼妓联合的就跟娼妓结合一体了。
So that is why the Bible tells us that those who join with a prostitute become one with a prostitute.
夫妻当中生理的不同，所以夫妻性的生活是美好的，也合乎神的旨意。
Because of the differences in our construction, so the sexual fulfillment in marriage is according to God's will.
除了夫妻当中之外的关系都是罪恶。
And everything that happens outside the marriage is considered sin.
有一次我听那个传道做见证。
One time there was a pastor who bore a testimony.
他到三地教会为一对青年主持婚礼。
He went to a mountainous area church and he was there to conduct a marriage ceremony for a young couple.
这一对青年他们是教会介绍认识就结婚。
And this young couple was introduced through the church and they had decided to get married.
到了传道结婚典礼完之后到了晚上传道在教会睡觉。
And after the wedding, the pastor stayed in the church.
晚上十二点多的时候有人来敲门。
And about midnight, someone knocked on the door.
这位新郎官啊半夜来敲门。
During the middle of the night, the groom came and knocked on the door of the church.
传道起来说，这是你们新婚夜，你来找我干什么？
And the pastor woke up and said, this is your wedding night, why are you here?
他说，我太太不让我跟她一起睡啊。
He told the pastor, my wife will not let me sleep with her.
他说，我不得其门而入。
And the husband said she would not let me get close to her.
他还说他要保持圣洁啊。
Because the wife said she had to remain pure.
哇，传道说怎么有这种事？
And the pastor could not believe what he was hearing.
晚上跟他们做辅导。
And so at night he spent the night counseling them.
他们才认识到说啊，要怎么样结为一个夫妻。
And then they realized how they should become one.
在神的眼中，夫妻当中的生活关系是美好的，也是圣洁的。
Before the eyes of the Lord, marital relations between husband and wife is considered holy.
第四个。
The fourth point.
那我们要对于婚姻问题的对策，我们要学习建立家庭的灵修跟崇拜。
We should also solve marriage problems by establishing family devotion time.
夫妻当中，你要在属灵的生活上，你要互相的扶持，共同的成长。
In our family life, we should support one another and encourage each other's growth.
夫妻结婚之后，在你的生活上，你们一定会遇到很多的困难需要解决。
It is almost certain that we will encounter many difficulties in our lives after we get married.
在每天的生活当中，学习夫妻常常共同祷告，把你们的生活交托在神的手中。
And it is good if we can learn to trust in God and pray together about matters of the daily life.
每天晚上能够祷告之后再睡觉。
And if we can pray before we go to bed.
能够凡事交托，感谢神。
And to cast all cares upon the Lord and give our thanksgiving.
更进一步的能够建立起家庭当中成员的家庭的礼拜。
And we can also establish Bible study amongst ourselves or the family members.
借着信仰的成长，让夫妻彼此的观念都越来越一致。
And through spiritual growth or pursuit, our concepts will be more and more similar.
对耶稣基督的爱，我们就会能够更加的理解。
And we will be able to understand the love of the Lord Jesus Christ even more deeply.
而耶稣基督的爱就是怜悯，就是恩慈，就是忍耐。
And the love of Christ is to have mercy and to have grace and to have love.
当我们晓得能够在属灵上都能够追求成长。
And if our kids can learn to pursue spiritual growth as well.
当你的成长越来越成长的时候，你们的观念就跟神越加接近。
And when we grow spiritually, we will our concepts of thinking will be more similar to God.
我们就能够用耶稣基督的爱来彼此互相的宽容。
We will be able to forgive one another with the love of Christ.
婚姻是神在生活当中给我们的磨练。
And marriage is a trial that we are given in our daily lives.
当我们的属灵能够不断两个人能够共同成长。
And when we can grow together spiritually.
满有耶稣基督的爱。
And when we are filled with the love of Jesus Christ.
那我们就跟神 的性格就两个人就越加接近。
Then our personalities will become more and more Christ-like.
当灵性能够成长，你们婚姻的问题就会越来越减少。
And when our spirituality grows, then our marital problems will decrease.
当你们都能够结出圣灵果子的时候，你们的婚姻生活就没有问题了。
And when we are able to both bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we will have no problems in our marriage.
所以在夫妻当中，我们要学习的是每个人都学习耶稣基督的爱。
So in a marital relationship, we must both learn the love of Jesus Christ.
而耶稣基督的爱最大的展现就是在牺牲，在奉献。
And the biggest fulfillment of Christ's love is in his sacrifice.
夫妻当中的结合，它的数学公式并不是一加一等于二。
And in a marital relationship, the math doesn't work as 1 plus 1 equals 2.
夫妻当中的关系是 0.5 加 0.5 等于1。
The relationship between husband and wife, is tantamount to 0.5 plus 0.5 equals 1.
因为每个人要把他的另外那个 0.5 啊，那个个性啊，自我啊，借着婚姻把它消掉了。
Because each person must get rid of that 0.5 of themselves, which is their own opinions and their personality.
牺牲了自己的一些想法、一些享乐、一些利益。
When we sacrifice some of our own thinking or our pleasure or our gain.
每个人都有这样子的心意，你们结合起来才能够真的成为一啦。
Then when we have this sacrifice, then we can join together truly as one.
所以为什么Paul 弟兄他说他们夫妻没有争吵？
So why does Brother Paul say that he does not fight with his wife?
因为他们学习了耶稣基督的爱。
Because they have learned the love of Christ.
那就不会有争吵了。
Or they have imitated the love of Christ and they do not fight.
第六个。
Point six.
婚姻问题的对策，我们说过婚姻的问题有一个很重要的是宗教的问题。
Point six of the solution to marriage problems, we've mentioned that one problem in marriage is the problem of different religions.
所以我们要鼓励主内的青年要立志在主内结婚。
So we have to encourage the youth in our church to marry within the Lord.
哥林多后书告诉我们说，信跟不信的原来就是不相配的。
In 2 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that those who believers should not be yoked together with unbelievers.
你要把它配在一起，当中的问题就很多了。
And if you are to join the two types, then you will generate many problems.
因此，青年的男女要立志，我要在耶稣基督里面成婚。
So young people must make the determination to marry within the Lord.
这是神给我们的教训。
This is a teaching that the Lord has given us.
我们请看《生命记》第七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记七章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3.
生命记七章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons.Verse 4, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods, and the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you.
神勉励当时的以色列百姓说，信就是你们不要跟不信的结亲啊。
The Lord encouraged the Israelites of the time to not intermarry with other people.
你不要看到外邦人的女子美貌就任欲起来。娶来为妻了。
And do not take non-believers' daughters as your wives just because they are beautiful.
因此，当主内的青年，你要立志，还未婚就要立志，我要在主内结婚。
So the unmarried youth in church have to make a determination to marry within the Lord.
当父母的就要鼓励你的子女，从小就告诉他要在主内结婚。
And those who are parents must encourage your children.Since they are young to marry within the Lord.
圣经上面说，免得神的怒气啊临到你们。
As the Bible says, lest the Lord's anger will burn against us.
因为主内结婚，你们会省掉许多许多婚姻当中的问题。
If we marry within the Lord, we will save ourselves from many marital problems.
我们要用多多用祷告交托，把婚姻放在神的手中。
And we have to pray and ask the Lord to help us in our marriage.
主内的青年, 当然每个人都有一些梦想跟愿望。
Of course, the youth and the church, they all have their different dreams and their hopes.
你都想有一个完美的另一半。
You always want, or we always want a perfect other half.
其实我们稍微把自己的标准条件降低一些。
But if we can lower our standards just a bit,
我们在主内有很多好的青年。
There are many very good youths in the church.
你降低一些条件, 你一看你的周围, 可能有一个对方已经在等你了。
And if we lower our standards a little bit, and we look around, perhaps your other half is already waiting for you.
圣经在里面告诉我们说, 在新约说, 如果你有不信主的, 另外一半啊, 你就要带他来归主。
And the New Testament tells us if we have a spouse that is an unbeliever, then we have to bring them into the Lord.
有些青年很天真, 想说, 那我结婚, 那我就带对方来信主就好了。
There are some youths who are very naive and they think that they can bring their spouse to church.
其实,
if they marry outside.
其实圣经里面告诉我们说, 有不信的一方带他来信主, 那个是不得已的办法。
But the Bible tells us it is our, a last resort for us to bring the other half into the church.
神怜悯我们, 那万一你已经跟不信主的结婚, 那让你将功赎罪的机会就是带他来信主。
If you have already married someone who is a non-believer, then you can redeem yourself by bringing this person into church.
但是这个当中你会度过一段很长的磨练的时间。
But there will be a long period of trial for you.
结果是什么还不能够预计。
And you cannot even determine what will happen at the very end.
这当中有人流了多少的眼泪。
And during this process, some people have shed many tears.
所以如果问很多的与外邦的结婚的，你问他。
So if you ask a lot of people who have married non-believers,
他们都说如果能够让我重新来过一次,
and they will tell you if they had a chance to do it over again,
希望能够一定找到在主内的同龄,
they hope they would be able to marry within the Lord.
所以我们特别的也勉励主内的青年, 在主内结婚, 这是合乎神的旨意。
So we encourage the youth and church to marry within the Lord because this is the will of God.
最后我们看一段圣经,
Lastly,
作为互相的勉励,
let's turn to a concluding verse.
彼得前书第七章,
let's turn to
对不起, 彼得前书三章,
1 Peter chapter 3,
第七节,
verse 7.
彼得前书三章第七节,
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the grace, the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
圣经勉励我们说，夫妻是一同承受生命之恩呐。
Here, the Bible tells us that husbands and wives are heirs together in the gracious gift of life.
这生命之恩除了是在肉体上面的生活, 我们是要有共同的生命之恩。
This gracious gift of life encompasses our marital relations and our daily living.
更重要的借着夫妻的生活, 彼此的互相的扶持, 让我们的属灵都能够不断的成长。
And the more important thing is through our lives together, we can encourage each other and have our spirituality grow.
将来共同能够到天国享受属灵生命的恩典。
So that one day we can go to heaven together and enjoy that spiritual blessing.
这是多么令神跟人所喜悦的事情。
And this is something that is desired by God and men.
所以夫妻是承受生命之恩的。
So husbands and wives are heirs together in the gracious gift of life.
当我们有这样子的心情，我们在神面前的服事就没有阻碍了。
And when we have this attitude, we will have no hindrances in our service to God.
在结束之前，我用一个打油诗，那可以把这上下午的聚会我们做一个总结。
And so as a conclusion, I'd like to use a poem.
这里说到夫妻要了解也要开解。
The poem says that to understand as well as to release.
要道歉呢，也要道谢。
We have to apologize as well as say thanks.
要认错，也要改错。
We have to confess and also make changes.
要体贴，也要体谅。
We have to be considerate and forgive.
是接受，而不是忍受。
It's about acceptance instead of tolerance.
是宽容，而不是纵容。
It's about forbearance instead of indulgence.
是支持，而不是支配。
It's to support but not to dominate.
是慰问，而不是质问。
It's to console but not to interrogate.
是倾诉，而不是控诉。
It's to tell but not to accuse.
是难忘，而不是遗忘。
It's unforgettable but not easily forgotten.
是彼此交流，而不是凡事交代。
It's for communicating with each other instead of giving excuses.
是为对方默默的祷告祈求。
It's to pray secretly for your spouse.
而不是向对方诸多的要求。
Instead of making many requests to them.
可以浪漫。
We can be romantic.
但是不要浪费。
But not lavish.
可以随时牵手。
We can hold hands at any time.
但是不要随便分手。
But let us not separate easily.
求耶稣帮助我们。
We ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
主内的每一位夫妻都能够把握在世上短短的这几十年的时间。
So that all the husbands and wives in church can take advantage of, or to take advantage of the short time we have in this world.
能够相爱扶持。
So we can love one another and help one another.
将来到天国同享天国的荣耀。
And that we can go to heaven together and enjoy in the glory of heaven.
唱诗。
Let us sing a concluding hymn.
431.
431.